RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Now on the program, we're going to discuss the latest concerning deal made by Tauranga City Council. This is in which ratepayers are being asked to cover $30 million in upgrades for a marine precinct that's being sold to a private owner for only $14 million. And Erica Harvey, who has been on RCR on this program before as part of Lobby for Good, but she's here in her personal capacity this morning from Tauranga. She's here to talk about this. Erica, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. Okay, so this, at first glance, sounds a bit fishy.
I know, I keep saying something smells, but I think this time it's not the fisherman.
Right, yeah, okay. It's the deal. It's the deal. So where do you want to start unpicking this from?
Well, I guess in a brief overview, this has been an issue since about 2014. I got involved in 2016 when the council then wasn't listening to residents at the time. And a really long story short, and a Google will give you the background. But in 2019, when we had an elected council, I had taken them down to the area and they agreed that what they had been reading and what they were receiving from staff inside council and what the actuality was of the facilities available for people in the marine industry, that's fishing, workboats, anything like that, was insane. So they added us to the long-term plan. There was an initial sale that was a bit dodgy, and we worked with the council to try to fix it. And we were making positive movements forward in 2019. And then commissioners came in 2020. I was still told we were making positive movements forward. We were waiting for facilities to be built that were promised in their memorandum to the public. And on May this year, we got pulled in with a lawyer and the manager of Vessel Works. And we were told that the marine precinct was sold in a private deal, basically behind closed doors, that the asset was downgraded from a strategic asset, which is the marine precinct, to a non-strategic asset, which allowed them to be able to sell it without consultation or letting the public know. And that it just so happened an unsolicited private offer came for offering them money, and it was commercially sensitive because it was unsolicited. And they sold the marine precinct for, it's under $14 million. I think the value is somewhere near $29 million. And then on top of that, the ratepayers are going to have to pay $30 million of ratepayer money to upgrade infrastructure that will benefit the private investor. So that's kind of, I guess, where
okay.
The small starts.
So sold for $14
million. Yeah, just under. I think it's like 13.2, 13 point something. Yeah.
So, and it was valued at, did you say, around $30 million originally?
Yeah. When you add it up in their agenda, it looks around close to $30 million is the value.
So that's a huge.
With all the assets.
That's like half price.
Yeah, half price sale.
Now selling half price.
That's right.
Okay. So, yeah. What do you think's going on here then?
Well, you know, I think that the new council, I have met with them and they're lovely and I think that they mean well. But to me, I think what this highlights is that we've had over 10 years of deals that smell, they don't make sense. And I have seen, this is my fourth mayor, my fifth group of people sitting around the council table. Every time I sit there, they tell me that we need to look forward. We can't change the past. And every time I think we're moving forward, something else happens.
The past comes along again.
Which says to me that we need an independent investigation with a scope that is made by the public to look in and see what in the heck is going on. Who's actually running the city council? Because it doesn't really make sense that no matter how many times we change the people at the table, the outcomes are the same. I mean, and this isn't the only dodgy deal. You've got the car park they sold for $1. You've got something out, the Willis Bond contract, which is even crazier, similar to, I guess, this one. There's a number of deals that across however many different governing people we've had sitting at the table.
So this has been going longer than any commissioner in there, this kind of
thing. It has. And that's why I think this is the grounds where we really need the public to say, this isn't right. We've got to look into why this keeps happening.
Yeah, because that's socializing the upgrade, isn't it? For whoever bought at the discount price, the marine precinct. It's socializing the upgrade, putting it on the ratepayers.
Putting it on the ratepayers to benefit a private person who, you know, is worth probably more money than the city council.
We've heard over quite a few interviews, especially when the local body elections were on, talk of a cartel of business people basically kind of running the city for a long period of time. Do you think that is the case?
I mean, I've heard rumors about that as well, but I think, I think we need to go and see if it's true or not. I mean, at first it sounds, pretty crazy, but maybe that is exactly why we need support from central government and from the public to say, you know what, we've had enough. If you look at the financial state of our city, I mean, this is not just like we're not doing okay. It's terribly bad. When I sat with the new elected members, I mean, they looked at me and the group that we brought and they said, this is a terrible deal. We would have never done this deal, but we don't know how we can get out of it because the way that in which this deal has been written, it is almost rock solid towards the private investor who bought it with nothing for the city. So even in their own contract, which I don't think the business model will stack up for super yachts, and I have nothing against super yachts, but they're seasonal. They don't employ as many local people. But let's just say that it doesn't work and this guy doesn't make the money that he thinks he can get. He has the right to now sell this asset to anyone he wants at any price he wants. And the ratepayers are left with the debt that they received. I mean, the whole deal is just insane.
So it's to service super yachts. Is that one of the...
That is the only thing. So they're displacing. Well, it looks to be that they are displacing because for years they've been taking things away from the public. And that's for any kind of work boats, whether you're doing surveying, whether you're doing fishing. And this is specifically for the super yacht industry. And they've only been able to get a lease. And I think there's 2.5 years left for all of these work boats that need a place to go. And after 2.5 years, if nothing has been built like Anatoly promised and all these different promises, we've now displaced an entire industry, which then gets into legal grounds, because I do believe that we have, and I'm not a lawyer, but I feel like maybe I should be, but I think that they've gotten, I think that's an unconscionable sale. And I think that that needs to be looked into. Because there is grounds and precedent that you can overturn a sale based on those grounds if you can prove it. I think they violated the Fair Trading Act with misleading and deceptive conduct. I believe that the Local Government Act has been breached due to public consultation obligations that they have. I don't actually know how the heck the CEO and the CFO signed off on this deal and who told them to and why.
Yeah, because there seems to be, these days anyway, kind of, you got to look at the council officers and then the elected councillors, and sometimes the two, particularly the officers, do their own thing.
Yeah, and specifically in this agenda that we're talking about today in council, I mean, it's 110 pages, lots of words, most people won't read it, and it seems to be very biased towards the superyacht industry, almost saying, here's why we made these decisions, this is a great deal for the city, to like reframe it so that when, we speak about it, it's like, no, you guys don't know what you're talking about. This is a great deal for the city. And I'm like, no, I don't think you know what you're talking about. You're paying $30 million for something that if it doesn't work out, he can turn around and sell it for $50, $100 million. He can sell it for whatever he wants. There's terms of this deal. We need to really look
into it. So it's for the benefit of the elites. So hopefully the trickle down from the billionaire super yacht owners will land somewhere near the peasants of Tauranga. Is that the thinking?
Yeah, maybe they'll go shopping at one of the closed shops we've got in town.
Yeah, to Bayfair.
Yeah.
Forget the super yacht. I want to go to Bayfair.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the meeting today, right?
Yeah, today.
2 o'clock, Tauranga City Council. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, 2:30 start, right.
Yeah.
And you just briefly touched on that just before, but if people want to, I mean, I guess there are all sorts of issues in Tauranga, and you can bundle them all up and be there for the fluoride as well. That's the other thing. So you're asking people to come down, and this will be covered in this at this public meeting, right?
Yeah, so we've the new elected members have given us time to speak in the public forum. We've got about, from what I understand, I think 15 minutes, and yeah, we will use that time to highlight to the public what the actual issue is with this deal. And there's a lot of other concerns that we have, which I have some surprise guests that will be showing up, let's just say, to let the council know other ways they believe that this deal is not valid and where they have ruined, or not ruined, but they've gone against their own policies.
Okay, so some like surprise guests turning up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So tune in onto the live stream.
Okay, will do. Anything more to say about this, Erica?
I think just in ending, I think one of the issues that I've realized just both in, you know, dealing in politics in the last few years, which this is actually the whole issue, this and education is how I got involved in politics to begin with, is that in New Zealand, we have no lobbying regulations in this country like other countries. And I believe that is contributes to why New Zealand's reputation is one of the least corrupt in the world, because there are no mechanisms to measure or regulate.
Yeah, so you don't, sorry to jump in, but you don't believe that we're the least corrupt in the world, do you? I don't.
Oh, absolutely not.
I think we're one of the more corrupt.
To measure us to say that we
are. I think we're one of the more corrupt. I keep hearing about these backroom kind of deals and everything's quiet. No one kind of knows.
But Paul, what are you supposed to do as the city? Like, what are you supposed to do as a member of the public? What are you supposed to do if no one listens? You can't afford a lawyer. And if you can, most of them won't represent you because you're going up against the council. You can go and write something to the ombudsman, but that could take 5 years. You can go to the high court. So, I mean, the real issue I have, and I think the overarching thing of every issue I've seen, and not even just in this city, but across the country, is that what kind of, how do you support people if everywhere you go, you're just told to look forward, get over it, it'll change, and promises, and people give up, they move on. They've got to put food on the table. I mean, how are we supporting our people?
Yeah, very good questions. Erica, thanks for coming on this morning. It's an interesting, very interesting, because it's a bigger picture thing as well, right? So
yeah,
let's see how, what sort of turnout happens today at 2:30 at the Tauranga City Council in Cameron Road, if I remember rightly, isn't it?
Yeah, this is in the IRD building, because remember, council's building a new building.
The IRD building.
Yes, yeah. It's like 306 Cameron Road. And if you can't make it, you can watch the live stream on Tauranga City Council's website.
Okay. Erica Harvey, thank you for coming on this morning. Great.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Okay. Old Tauranga, it's the story that keeps giving, I reckon.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.